I did have a great rabbi, though, named Balfour Brickner. He's the only one who seemed capable of bringing me across the Great Divide to an understanding of how the Bible affected my life. It was the driving force behind his social activism, and that, coupled with his charm and charisma, made the guy a triple threat. I even thought seriously of becoming a rabbi, even though I felt utterly damaged by my religion. I probably just wanted to have a congregation to yell at, in retaliation to what I felt I had suffered in my own temple. But when Balfour left, we got a new rabbi. He didn't bring much to the table, but as with most guys of the cloth, his heart was in the right place. He wasn't cool, though, and I desperately wanted to be cool, or at least lukewarm. By the time I was bar mitzvahed, I was done with Judaism, even though I made some real nice coin that day. I even thought my parents and I should make it our life's work, move from village to village, where Jews were dwelling, have another bar mitzvah, pocket the change, and roll on out of there. One of the things I think religion should provide is hope. Judaism provides an awful lot, and the moral standard it gives us to live by is, was, and will always be astonishing. However, hope is not big on the list. Not when you've got a Yahweh who is always on the verge of blowing a gasket. He's a lot like Ralph Cramden, if Ralph Cramden had minions and even knew what minions were. You just could never do enough for the guy. He's like a Jewish mother run amok. For example, he told his first true believer, Abraham, "It's not enough to sacrifice a goat or a sheep. Bring me your son." Are you kidding me? You can philosophize all you want, but that's nuts. Moses spent 40 years leading the Jews through the desert to find the promised land. And when he finally did, God said to him, "You're not getting in. You can kiss my ass." And look at the story of Job. After that one, you have to wonder why you'd ever go to temple to pray again. Since Job had absolute faith in him, God singled him out and decided to test his faith. Sure, Job was an upright man, but God, who back then had time for these things, decided to see just how faithful he was by taking away everything the guy had. Then, when Job had nothing left, God gave him boils, and still Job kept his faith. Call me silly, but I think you like to get out of a system what you put into it. You've got to question a God like that, don't you? I sure did. Enough to stop listening for an answer. Given his personality type, I thought it was for the best. And we Jews have no heaven. We have a vague messianic age. Key root of the word, messy. The Messiah will come at some point to usher in the age. We just don't know exactly when. Well, after you put that message out, wouldn't you expect a Jesus of some sort to arrive on the scene? Ultimately, we got a Mel Gibson, but we're still waiting on a Jesus figure. I mean, the messianic age is a nice concept, sure, but death seems so final. I think the notion of heaven, or ideas about reincarnation, give one a little something to hang on to. Hope, if you will, which is especially welcome if you were stuck on a Greyhound bus for 36 hours. My hope came from music, but that didn't happen until later.